And now, Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. The strange story of a man who has lost all memory of the past and cannot remember even his own wife. Presented by the Colgate-Palmolive Company, makers of new Colgate Dental Cream with the miracle ingredient Gardol. Great new formula Fab, and Palmolive, the mildest of all leading soaps.
It's the dirt you can't see that keeps your complexion from being beautiful.
Hidden dirt. Hidden dirt. Palmolive Care gets rid of hidden dirt.
Do you think enough of your complexion to make one simple test? The hidden dirt test?
First, after cleansing the ordinary, casual way, rub your face with a cotton pad. See the dirt and makeup that comes off? That's the hidden dirt that casual cleansing misses. Next time, try the Palmolive way. Massage for 60 seconds. Rinse, pat dry. Now test for hidden dirt. The cotton pad shows no smudge. No wonder doctors have proved Palmolive soap can give you a cleaner, fresher complexion today.
Remember, only a soap as mild as Palmolive lets you clean deeper without irritation. That's why Palmolive mildness is so important.
So start gentle Palmolive care today. In 60 seconds, you'll have a cleaner, fresher complexion because
Palmolive care gets rid of hidden dirt.
Now, Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. The story of a man who has lost all memory of his past, including the memory of his own wife. Belle Jones deplores with all her heart the estrangement that has come between her and her husband, Lorenzo, since the murder of the criminal Roger Caxton at the Queen Charlotte Gold Mine in Canada, where Lorenzo works as a scientist. This estrangement grew first from Lorenzo's indifference to Belle, because he has no memory of his marriage to her. Secondly, from his love for Gail Maddox. And finally, from Belle's promise to marry the mystery writer, Dennis Scott. Adding to the anguish both Belle and Lorenzo have suffered is the mystery of the unsolved murder, which was the result of the violent conflict over Lorenzo between three women. Belle herself, unscrupulous Phoebe Larkin, who claims that she is Lorenzo's wife and that he's the father of her child, and rich Gail Maddox, whom Lorenzo loves, and who is determined to marry him. Right now, Gail is on the terrace of the mansion of Lorenzo's employer, Basil Dunbar. Her thoughts are full of raging hate.
Belle Jones is not going to stop Lorenzo from marrying me. The police will soon make an arrest for the murder of Roger Caxton. Phoebe Larkin took her little girl and disappeared. The police think she murdered Caxton and left to escape arrest, and they'll find her. Now's the time for me to marry Lorenzo. And Belle Jones has got to give him his freedom. She's always said she is his wife, in spite of all the claims Phoebe made. Lorenzo has no memory of ever being married to Belle. She means nothing to him. I've got to make Belle set Lorenzo free.
Increasing Gail's determination to marry Lorenzo at once is Belle's promise to marry attractive Dennis Scott, the mystery writer and special agent working for the police. At this moment, in the Dunbar Library, Gail has managed to find Belle alone and is demanding...
Belle, how much longer are you going to delay giving Lorenzo his freedom so he can marry me?
Gail, I asked Lorenzo to make the decision about that.
Ridiculous. That's the most hypocritical thing I ever heard. Lorenzo wants to be rid of you so he can marry me. He loves me. He asked me to marry him.
Gail, Lorenzo happened to meet you months ago after he lost his memory. He became fond of you and asked you to marry him. No one argues about that, but he can't now.
The murder of Roger Caxton is solved. It was Phoebe Larkin who killed him.
Well, she hasn't been caught and arrested.
But she will be. The police can't fail to find her. And you've said all along that you are Lorenzo's wife and not Phoebe. So it's your duty now to give Lorenzo his freedom.
Gail, that is something that concerns me and Lorenzo.
Belle, you're engaged to be married to Dennis Scott. You told him you'd marry him. Yet you're so selfish, you still try to hold on to Lorenzo.
Dennis understands how long I searched for Lorenzo. He knows I'm convinced Lorenzo is my husband. Dennis is wonderful and kind.
Oh, don't sing his praises to me. He loves you, no doubt, because you're clever with men.
Gail, I am not going to stay here and listen.
Wait, now wait.
Lorenzo himself decided that he and I should do nothing about this for a while, especially while the murder is still unsolved.
You dictated to him.
No, I did not. And this arguing is just foolishness. Gail, I've been patient with you, but now you must listen to me. I plan to marry Dennis Scott. But as long as Lorenzo needs me, as long as he seems to need me, I shan't get my freedom. I owe Lorenzo that much at least.
Belle, you're being stubborn and malicious. You want to ruin my life and Lorenzo's.
Oh, excuse me, Gail, Belle.
Come in, Lorenzo, come in. I'm glad this is being interrupted.
Why, what do you mean? Are you and Gail quarreling?
I'm going to let her explain. I know she'd rather do it without me, so I'll leave.
Well, you needn't be so noble about it, Belle.
Gail, you were quarreling.
Oh, darling, believe me. Listen to me. We've waited long enough to be married. You love me. You wouldn't want to marry me until Belle at least goes through the motions of getting a divorce. Now, we'll just forget about Phoebe and her claim.
Well, Gail,
obvious now that Phoebe murdered Roger Caxton. So she must have been lying when she said she was your wife.
Do you want to believe that now?
Of course I do, dearest. Belle must be made to give you your freedom. And, oh, Lorenzo, she must do it right away.
Dearest, you're awfully upset.
Well, yes. Naturally, why wouldn't I be?
But I've never seen you quite this way before. The nerve strain of the murder and all of us being suspected has been too much.
Lorenzo, I want you to marry me right away.
We won't have to postpone it much longer.
Oh, darling, I won't have a happy moment until I'm your wife. I just want to be married to you and forget Roger Caxton's murder completely.
At the gold mine, this day of tension draws to a close. Belle Jones is now in her small sitting room next to the guest room she uses in the Dunbar mansion. With her is Dennis Scott, who is saying,
Belle, my darling, you'll feel better in a day or so about getting your freedom from Lorenzo. Belle, it's something you have to do.
I know. Dennis, dear, I'm sure you understand. I can't take any steps until Lorenzo agrees.
I love you so, darling. I want my chance to make you happy. I can make you happy. Belle.
Yes, Dennis?
You said once you would never have promised to marry me if you didn't love me.
Oh, Dennis. You're a wonderful person. And I do care for you.
Belle, the love you have for me will deepen and grow.
I'm sure it will, Dennis. I'm sure. You know, everybody believes now that the murder case is solved. And I'm sure the police will find Phoebe Larkin.
Of course.
I thought from the very beginning that she might have killed Roger Caxton. Because I was sure they'd been partners in that vicious blackmail scheme against Lorenzo. Phoebe claiming to be his wife and Roger saying he'd known her and Lorenzo when they were married and living in Kansas City. Those were lies. I knew they were lies.
That's very possible that at first Phoebe and Caxton stood together.
Oh, they were very close friends.
And then they quarreled when she killed him.
Yes, yes. And Gail Maddox is certainly positive now that Phoebe is guilty.
Gail?
Yes. Yes, she's very quick to decide that if Phoebe is a murderess, she also lied about being married to Lorenzo.
Does she still urge you to get your freedom from him right away?
Oh, yes. She seems so hysterical, so violent. And you know, Dennis, I still have a feeling that she might have had something to do with Phoebe's sudden disappearance.
By giving her money, you mean?
Well, she's rich. And Phoebe wanted money from her. I suppose I'm wrong, but perhaps Gail paid Phoebe to leave, knowing that she'd have one less woman to deal with as far as Lorenzo's concerned.
Yes. Belle, I have to leave now.
Oh, yes.
Belle, you must be watchful. Even though the police believe Phoebe to be the murderer.
Oh, of course, Dennis. You don't have to worry about me.
Good.
Thirty minutes pass. Belle Jones is still in her sitting room. She thinks,
how very strange that Phoebe Larkin took her little girl and disappeared. At first, the police said that Lorenzo might have helped Phoebe to escape, but that's absurd. Just what did happen? What's that? A piece of paper is being pushed under the door. Huh. What on earth does that mean? Well, better see. What in the world? It says, Belle, come to the summer house now. I'll show you proof that Phoebe Larkin murdered Roger Caxton. And you will learn something that will help Lorenzo. Signed, Gale. Well, how odd. Well, I will. I'll meet her in the summer house. She must know something important. I'd better find out what it is.
More about Lorenzo Jones in just a moment.
What's new in Colgate Dental Cream?
That's missing, missing, missing in every other leading toothpaste.
It's Gardol, to give up to 7 times longer protection against tooth decay with just one brushing. Any toothpaste destroys decay and odor-causing bacteria. But in minutes, new bacteria form to attack your teeth. When they do, Colgate fights their attack for 12 hours or more because Colgate's patented formula contains Gardol.
And it's missing, missing, missing in every other leading toothpaste.
Colgate's with Gardol forms an invisible protective shield around your teeth that fights tooth decay all day with just one brushing. And Colgate's cleans your breath while it guards your teeth. So what's new in Colgate Dental Cream?
That's missing, missing, missing in every other leading toothpaste.
It's Gardol, to give up to 7 times longer protection against tooth decay with just one brushing.
Belle Jones holds in her hand a note from Gale Maddox telling Belle to come to the summer house and that she'll give her startling information about Phoebe Larkin's part in Roger Caxton's murder. Suddenly, Belle remembers what Dennis Scott said, and she thinks...
Dennis told me to be careful, watchful. But I've got to find out what Gale Maddox knows. It's bound to be something that'll affect Lorenzo. I must get to the summer house as quickly as possible.
What totally unexpected surprise will Belle Jones receive from Gale Maddox at their meeting in the summer house? This is Dick Dunham reminding you to listen Monday, same time, same station, to Lorenzo Jones.
Now for great new formula Fab, here's Warren Hull.
Hi. Just listen to what Mrs. Opal Morgan of Elizabeth, Indiana says about Fab. Here it is. Fab really goes after dirt and gets it out. My husband is a mechanic. 2 of our 3 sons work with him. In addition to their dirty clothes, I have my own and my daughter's to wash, and that's some job. I used to think all detergents worked about the same until I heard about Fab having more active dirt remover. Well, I tried it, and it's great. Well, that's great of you to write, Mrs. Morgan. Yes, ladies, Fab has more active dirt remover than any other leading product. Fab gives you the greatest amount of active dirt remover for everything you wash. Plus, not one, but 2 of the most effective whitening ingredients. That's why Fab washes your clothes for clean and white with no bluing, no bleaching, except for stubborn stains. And Fab's milder to hands than leading floating soaps. So get new formula Fab with more active dirt remover than any other leading product.
Be sure to listen again Monday when the Colgate Palmolive Company, makers of Palmolive, the mildest of all leading soaps, new Colgate Dental Cream with the miracle ingredient Gardol and great new formula Fab brings you another chapter of Lorenzo Jones. And remember, another Colgate program you'll enjoy Monday through Friday is Strike It Rich with Warren Hull on NBC Radio.